Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, and welcome to another episode of 15 Minute Conundrum. I am your host, Ms. Ricky R. Jones. Thank you so much for being on tonight. You could have been anywhere for these next 30 minutes, but you chose to be with me. First of all, I have to give a shout out to one of the callers, 2159, and I'll just keep it at that. You know who you are. Thank you for being the first person to call into tonight's show. I truly appreciate that. Again, you could have been anywhere, but you chose to be here with me, and I truly, truly appreciate it. And the fact that you're the first, so I truly appreciate it. Hope you get to press one and give your feedback. But for the rest of you all, I'm waiting for you guys to call on in and hit me up on Facebook. I see a couple of people already ready for the chat. So shout out to those of you who are already on Facebook, ready for the chat. Oh, you all are ready for it tonight, huh? So for those of you who, if this is your first time tuning into the 15-Minute Conundrum, what the 15-Minute Conundrum is all about, it's just, you know, a question that I throw out there based on either a conversation that I've had, music that I've listened to, news feeds that I've gotten, you know, wind of or watched or things of that nature. So basically a conundrum is a difficult question or problem. And we may not solve it tonight, but we definitely want to put it out there and have people to have a conversation about it. So that's basically what the conundrum is about. For those of you who are supportive of both the conundrum and Hannah Footprints, I truly appreciate it. Of course, Hannah Footprints is on Saturday mornings right here on Blog Talk Radio at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. And those of you who are checking out both kind of for the first time, I want to let you know that the conundrum is definitely different from Hannah Footprints, okay? So what you get tonight will definitely not be what you get on Saturday morning. So for those of you who are calling in, you can dial in at 347-826-9723, press the number 1, and we can get you right on with the topic for tonight. All right, so here we go with the topic for tonight. Now, Father's Day, for those of you who have been under a rock, and I mean, I get it because sometimes we get into, you know, the busyness of our lives and sometimes we forget or get thrown off by days. But for the rest of us who haven't been on a rock, under a rock, you know, this Sunday, the 21st, first of all, two things are happening. It's the first day of summer, and hence why it's going to be so hot as hell in right here in Philadelphia on Sunday. And it's Father's Day. So those of you who celebrate your fathers and the men who are like fathers, get your celebration, get your cards, get your plans together. Let's have it popping. So now last night, you know, a dear follower of mine, we were having a conversation. And I've had a couple of people this week kind of ask me what the conundrum is. And sometimes, you know, when I'm doing a conundrum, it comes to me right away, and then other times it's like it's slow to move. So I had one original topic that I was going to do, but I don't know. It was just a conversation that I had with one of my followers, one of the listeners, and I said thank you so much because that helped out a lot. So tonight's conundrum, here's the question. So now it's Father's Day coming up on Sunday. Who in the world told you that you were the father and the mother? Why are women celebrating Father's Day like they're the daddy? I'm going to repeat that again. Who in the world told you that you were the mother and the father? Why are women celebrating Father's Day like they are the daddy? Now, so what sparked this, what sparked and kind of confirmed it, like I said, I had a conversation later on in the evening yesterday with one of the listeners. And, you know, she just happened to ask me, oh, I'm looking forward to tomorrow. You know, what's the conundrum for tonight? And I said, I don't know. And early on that day, I was on Facebook, and one of the followers had posted the card that was from Mahogany, you know, the Mahogany and the Hallmark card and all that kind of stuff. And the caption, it was for Father's Day, and it said, Happy Father's Day, Mom. Really? Happy Father's Day, Mom. For real? When since last time? And I'm a mom. Now, let me say this before you all start going off and calling in and talking about Ricky this and Ricky that. Let me tell you something. I'm a mom. I'm a mom all day long. I love my son to death. I'm a mom. That's what I am. That's my role. I tell him all the time, my role is three things: to make him, make sure that he understands that he has a relationship with his creator, and that when he's on this earth, he's to, you know, do the best that he can with the talents that he has. He's also supposed to do the best that he can, keep his mind in the books, you know, just enjoy his life, and to make sure that I don't have to get with no chick that comes to my door talking about she having this baby. And, oh, and I forgot, there was one more thing. And to keep his happy butt out of jail. That's my job, okay? Now, I can't speak for anybody else. I'm speaking for Ricky and her child. That's my job. Those are my, that's my job. I'm a mother. What I don't understand, and let me also say this, what I don't understand is it's Father's Day. It is a time, just like Mother's Day. Mother's Day is a celebration of the biological, the women who are like mothers, the grandmothers, the aunts who are mothers, the godmothers, the women who influence that child, that person's life, like a mother. That's what Mother's Day is for, right? Okay. Flip that to the other side, different gender. Father's Day is for those men, men who are biological or grandfathers or uncles or male figures who have an influence on that child or that grown person's life, right? That's what the celebration is supposed about, to acknowledge the fact that they have a part in it. Now, are there some raggedy-ass mothers out here and raggedy-ass fathers out here who are not participating in the relationship building of their children? Yes. I'm not saying that. I'm giving them a pass of that. No, we don't want to celebrate, though. Even though biologically they are the mother, a woman, and the father, a man, I get that. I truly, truly get that. But it is a celebration for that man. I keep repeating, man, not a woman. Because, ladies, my mother was a single mother. And one thing she didn't do, she didn't walk around talking about, I'm the mom and the dad. She acknowledged that, yes, although my father was not there, she did have to double her load, did have to double the load. So there were times where she could have given me to her, my father, and, you know, done her errands like I do. Between my son's father and I, we share the load. We share the parenting. There are certain things that we just split down the middle. Do I acknowledge that there are people out here, like I said, there are people out here who are not doing what they're supposed to as a parent? Yes. I celebrate those folks, those parents, both, because there's a lot of single dads out here where the mother has either died or she was just trifling and went on about her business. There are fathers out here who are either incarcerated, they're dead, or they were trifling and they didn't go on about their business. I'm talking about, I get that. I'm recognizing that. And I got that you have to do the double load. I got that. I was in a household where a woman did that. But never once when Father's Day came around, or any time before Father's Day, did she ever holler, she was the mama, call me mama and daddy. That's not how she got down. She said, listen, you have a father. And I used to say, yeah, name only. And she like, okay, well, listen, I don't have anything to do with the relationship between the two of you, but I'm saying to you, you have a father. You can foster that relationship. You know, Father's Day, send them a card. And I used to fight with her for, when I say years, it wasn't until I got married, right before I got married, that I kind of rekindled my relationship with my father. And it wasn't until he became a grandfather where our relationship got to a whole nother level, where I was able to kind of let go of what wasn't and appreciate the time that I have to what is. And he was a wonderful, for the time that he was a grandfather to my son, he was a wonderful grandpa. So I get that. Did I have, you know, was I upset? Sure, of course, any kid would be upset their father's not there, and I get that. But never, ever, ever, ever did my mother get into, well, I'm the daddy. You know, I'm the daddy and the mother. So I want to know, women, listen here. I get that you're carrying double the load. I get that. I understand. But, boo, you're not the daddy. You're not a father. Physically, you're not a father. Now, unless you run around, call me Bruce, then call me Caitlin, then that's something different. But you're not the father. Like, step aside. Now, if you said, okay, well, the father stepped out and he doing his thing, first of all, I know you all not going to agree with me, but there in some situations, some of y'all women know good and damn well that man wasn't worth a damn before you opened up your legs or got on your knees or however y'all conceived this baby. He wasn't worth a damn before you laid down with him, and you knew that. You laid down with him anyway, and then you found out you was pregnant. You still decided to go on through and have this child with the knowing in the back of your mind that this man is going to run on out here and not be bothered with your child. You took that responsibility, okay? Let's just put it out there. I understand that you all don't like what I'm saying. You'll get over yourself, but it is what it is. 347-826-9723. 347-826-9723. But you're still a mother. Biologically, you're still a mother. I have a son, and there are certain things that I can't teach my son. I don't know what a man goes through during the course of the day. I may have an idea. I may have a concept. But there's just certain things I can't teach him. His dad has to teach him, and I'm thankful that he has a dad. But I tell you what, if his dad had died or if his dad decided that he was going to run the street and not take care of his son, let me tell you something. I have uncles. I have friends who are damn good fathers and damn good role models. I sure enough would have had my son up in their face, up in the place, so that he can get some aspect of what I couldn't show him, which was manhood. I couldn't show him. I can't show him that because I don't know what it is to be a man. I'm a woman all day long. I put my panties on. I put my bra on. I know how to do all of that. All I know is, yeah, he got his penis, and let's cover that crap up, and let's keep it clean, and all. You know, listen, don't bring home no doggone kids. I don't want to be a grandma before I'm whatever. I got all that. There's certain things I can't teach him. I can't teach him how to whatever, you know, things that men have to go through. I just don't know because I'm not a man. Now, if something happened to his father and he wasn't able, sure. Listen, I'm going to pick up the parents and I'm going to have to do double the duty. I get that. I truly, truly get that. But what I don't understand is with the problems that we have, and I'm going to specifically talk to people of color. Now, you can call whatever you want to call, black, African Americans, whatever, whatever you want to call you, people of color. We already in the society have issues with other folks dealing with us and telling us who we are, what we are, and what we're about. And you're going to have them make a profit off of some of the things that we have going on as far as the disconnect between our men and our women, between our men, women, and our kids, between the daddies and their daughters, between the daddies and their sons, the mamas and the kids. Like, really, we have enough stuff going on. I'm trying not to cuss. I'm telling you because this stuff makes me, it irks me. But we have enough stuff going on in our community as people of color that we don't need to have anybody to help us along with our stuff. You understand what I'm saying? We don't have it. We just don't have it. And then for them to turn around and make a profit, to make a profit on it, like really, you're making a profit off our tragedy. It is tragic that we don't have our fathers in the household. It is tragic we don't have a lot of our mothers in the household. It is tragic that a lot of what's going on, our grandparents, the parents who are becoming instantaneously parents all over again, having to raise grandchildren, the aunts and uncles who have to raise nieces and nephews like they're their own. It is a sad state of affairs for our communities. I get that. But where do we have to say that we're going to allow other people outside of our communities to dictate, oh, well, that's what's going on. Let's exploit that. Well, we hear your pain. Fight the power. Get a card that states what you're saying. Happy Father's Day, Mom, because the daddy ain't worth a damn. The mama ain't worth a damn. The daddy ain't squat. Whole bunch of these men incarcerated. I got you. I see you. Go ahead, sister girl. That's a bunch of bullshit. That is just really a bunch of crap. You're allowing people to be out here to go along with the foolishness that you all have going on. Like, come on. Come on. I'm not going for it. I'm not going for the banana and tailpipe. 347-826-9723. 347-826-9723. Press the number one if you have a comment or a question. I just want to know. I want somebody to explain to me why are the women running around talking about Happy Father's Day to me because I'm the mama and the daddy. Yes, I acknowledge that you guys that a lot of the ladies are proudly holding it down and doing a double load. I'm not saying that you're not carrying your weight. You're carrying double the weight. I am very fortunate and very blessed, because I don't want you coming at me talking about, oh, Ricky, you don't know what it's like. You're right. I don't know what it's like to be a single mom personally, as far as me and my child. But I know what a single mom looks like. I know how she gets down. I know what she does, because I lived with one for over umpteen years. So I got it. I got it. No, I was fortunate, because that was one of the things when choosing my mate, when looking and figuring out, and I like sex. I don't have a problem with that. It's a wonderful thing. I can get down to the get down. But when it came time to actually choose my mate and to open my legs and give him, you know, to allow him to inseminate me and impregnate me and decide to go through with this, having this child, I made a choice on that, because I had to make sure. Now, my son's father, he came up in a single household too. You know, he was unfortunately part of that product of where he didn't know where the hell his dad was. But one thing's for certain, two things is for sure. When it comes to his son, him and his son are like a him and his son, like they're no other. My son adores his father, and his father adores him. Are they combative with each other? Sure, because they have to, you know, my son has to understand that man thing. You know, both of y'all are pissing, but somebody's piss stream is a little bit stronger than the others until you become your own person, yada, yada. Listen, I could pee standing straight up. I mean, hell, they have the thing where you could put it there and you could piss straight. Okay, I get that. But there's just certain things as a woman I can't teach that boy when it comes for him to being a man. Same thing with the dads who are raising girls. I applaud you for plaiting the hair. I applaud you for blow drying and doing the best that you can. I applaud you. You can teach her how to be a lady as far as how she conducts herself, how she should see herself as a beautiful woman, and what she should look for in a man and all of that. But there are certain things in a woman's life that happen that as a father you can't teach. And it's funny to me, because you don't hear any of these fathers who are raising daughters and raising sons by themselves. You don't hear them holler about Happy Mother's Day to me, do you? Do you all hear that? I know I sure as hell don't. They don't run around with these cards, and there's no card. There's no company making a card, Happy Mother's Day, Dad. There's no card for that. Nobody's making any money off of that. So explain to me, if the men are not running around and they're just handling their business and taking care of the double load that they have, why are you running around talking about happy birthday? I mean, I have happy birthday. I'm so upset. I'm just confusing my words. They're not saying Happy Father's Day to a mama. Like, why are you doing it, ladies? Why the hell are you doing it? Why are you running around here talking about you the mother and the father? No, you're not, boo. You are the parent. Are you holding, are you carrying it down for both parents? Yes, you are. But your role is mother. What do they call you? When they see you, when they want the money, when they have a fever, when they mess up something, when they get into trouble, who do they call? What's the name they call? They say mom, mama, me, whatever the name that they have for you, sweetie pie, honey bun, mama, whatever, mother, they call mother. They don't call you, hey, dad, I'm in trouble, and they know they're calling the mother. So why in the hell you think you should have the right to run around here talking about I'm the mother and the father? You are playing both. You are handling a double role. Yes, you are, because you have to do all of the work of two people. I get that, and I applaud you for those of you who are doing it. I applaud my mother. I wouldn't be the woman that I am if she didn't hold it down. But I was a girl, so it was easy for her to take care of a girl. If I was a boy, I'm pretty sure she would have had, you know, some other issues, and she probably would have had to find, you know, some men to be in my life. But guess what? I was also fortunate. I had men in my life. I had my grandfather. Like I always tell people, you know, I married my father. I fell in love with my daddy. I mean, I have my influence, and I get that. But my mother never ran around howling about she was the damn daddy. Okay? She didn't do it. When I called her when I was in trouble, I said, Mom. When I called her because I tell her I loved her, Mom. When I buried her in the casket, it said Mom. It didn't say no damn daddy. And matter of fact, at the time when I buried my mother, my father had the audacity at the time. I was so angry with him. because he wasn't there. He came to the funeral, and he boo-hooed more than I did, okay? And when I buried him years later, after we reconciled our relationship, I didn't have in his casket mother. I had in his casket father. If the roles were reversed, even if they had stayed together, I still put father in it. He's still grandpa. He's still physically, that's what he was. He was father. I'm not saying, I'm going to say it again, I'm not saying that there's people out here who are not carrying both the load for both parents. I applaud you. But you are still biologically the doggone mother. They call mom. They don't call you no damn dad. So stop calling yourself father. Stop celebrating Father's Day. No, what you should do is if you do know some positive men out here, not your baby daddy, okay, not your ex-husband, not the man that you had a one-night stand with, not the crud that you just, you know, he did what he did to you. I'm not talking about him. But you and I both know that there's some good men out here that you can take pride in saying to him, dude, happy Father's Day. And if you don't know any man, then maybe you need to fix your circle or fix your mirror what you're looking at, because you might need to see what's out there. Now, you don't have to date them, but there's some positive men out here who are doing great things. You have groups of men. I mean, I've had wonderful guests on here that have talked about what they're doing on the community. And it's just like there are people out there. So for you mothers who are out there who are hollering about you, the damn daddy, you're not the damn daddy. And if you don't have any positive men in your life, go boo, clean up that mirror. Come on. I understand that you're upset. I understand that you're in your feelings. Get over you and do the best that you can for your child. Get him or her into some circles where they can see positive images. They have a positive image in you, okay? So they can get some clarification of what a father should look like, what a father should do, what a man who represents himself appropriately should do. Get them involved in things and go out there and don't be bitter, boo. I understand because we tend to be bitter. Say happy Father's Day to that man. You don't have to go into a whole long conversation, diatribe about you being a single. We got that. I mean, at some point in time, you know what you're doing. Put that song down. Let that song rest and just do what you have to do. You're not the damn father, okay? Stop celebrating Daddy's Day. You have Mother's Day. Celebrate that and enjoy that, okay? Appreciate and thank God that you have your children and you're able, as much of a struggle as it is, you're able to take care of your kids, okay? And listen. I know some of you all are a little upset out there, and like I said, you'll get over yourself. If you want to email me, it's themsrrikkijones@gmail.com. I'm probably not going to read it because I'm just, that's my opinion, and that's what I'm sticking to. You can Facebook me, but by all means, if something I have said has struck a nerve and made you think about it and made you want to have the conversation, then please do, because that's what the conundrum is about. It really is about us having dialogue, effective dialogue, on the things that are going on. We already have enough issues as is in our own damn community. One, we don't need anybody making money off of it. So those of you who are out buying Father's Day cards and you know a mom who's holding it down, she's carrying the parenting role of two parents, please, 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 don't be tempted because certain companies have a face that looks like yours on the card talking about happy Father's Day, mom. Don't buy that bullshit. Put your money. You want to invest in your community. You want to do something in your community. Go and go volunteer someplace, okay? Or go tell that mama to volunteer someplace. Or get her kids. Show her you want to celebrate the fact that she's holding it down for the two parents that are not there that should be there. You know what? And you know she may not have any male representation for her children, find her an organization or find her a place where they have an opportunity for her kids to kind of see what a good man, what a good father is, okay? Fine. Instead of buying that crap in the stores, talking about happy Father's Day, mom, don't buy that bullshit. Don't perpetuate what we already have going on in our society. Don't do it. do that person a favor and find them a different outlet, okay? Please, please, for the our society, because we have enough issues as is. 347, now y'all don't let me talk for the whole almost 30 minutes. 347-826-9723. If you have a comment, we have about 4 more minutes left. Press the number 1 and put your commentary in. I'm right here. I want somebody to answer this for me. Why are these women celebrating? Okay? I want people to do that. Press the number 1. Oh, you're so very welcome. It's got a message on Facebook, one of the fathers, and he is a decent dude. He has a son that's gone. He's off in school and getting ready to come back, finish his first year. Dad, they do everything together. And he says, thank you for the show. Thank you for, you know, standing up for us, because we don't a lot of times, because of the negative things that are out here, we don't get, you know, the kudos that we deserve. Not that they were we're looking for it, but it's nice to hear. You're welcome. You're very welcome. You're very, very welcome. He's saying, people, love yourself. Bruce wants to be a woman. Rachel wants to be black. Folks, y'all need to love yourself. Dads, y'all need to do what you have to do. I thank you so, so very much for putting that in. Shout out to the DMV. Virginia's in the house. All right, guys, we got 3 more minutes. You want to say something? You want to continue this conversation? Press the number 1. If you don't, that's okay. I will run my mouth for the remainder of the time that we have together. But I am going to say, I'm going to repeat again. Listen. Don't keep the perpetuation of what's going on. It is sad that we don't have our fathers in the house. It is sad that a lot of women have grown up not seeing a positive image of what a man can do in terms of the relationship that he can have with his children. It is sad. It's a sad commentary. But at some point in time, if you're not going to be part of the solution, then damn it, you're part of the problem. So I encourage you all to be part of the solution. And if you know of a mother who is playing both roles, and when I say playing both roles, meaning she is holding the double load, she is carrying the load of both parents, find an outlet for her children so they can see some positive stuff. If you have kids and you have a good dad and the dad doesn't mind, please, and you can, you know, ladies, if you got a good dad, whether he's your husband or he's your mate, or you all just have a good relationship, if he doesn't mind when your kids go out, you tell him, hey, babe, listen, hey, sweetheart, or hey, Joe, listen, Joe, the girl next door, she knows she has a couple of kids, and I think the boy or I think the girl kind of needs, and I really would like, they all play together. Would you mind the next time you take Susie and James out, if you can go and take the 2 kids out too? Listen, I'll give you extra money for gas, or look, here, I'll treat you to breakfast or whatever. Do something. Do something. Let's stop this whole cycle, because it is what it is. We have the folks who are not doing what they're supposed to do. We can't I can't say we can't change that, because we can also help people. But in the moment that you're living in, and if you see it, please help the people out. Find a way to kind of stop or at least cut this cycle, but don't feed into the bullshit that people are giving us about these damn cards. Mom, this is not your day. You had Mother's Day. Find it in yourself to wish some man a happy Father's Day. That's all I have to say, guys. Check me out Saturday morning. Have a real good brother that's talking. Make sure you tune in 10:30 right here on Blog Talk Radio, 10:30 a.m. I thank you, and I appreciate you guys for being on with me tonight. And if you want to continue the conversation, I'm on Facebook. So you all can shoot me up. Not shoot me up, but you can hit me a message. Don't shoot me up, because I wouldn't appreciate that. I'd be mad as hell. I do appreciate your time being with me. Lord willing, we'll do this again next Wednesday. But I definitely should see you on the air for something positive, because that's where it starts, something positive. Saturday morning on Hannah Footprints, 10:30 Eastern Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks, guys. Have a good night. For the fathers who are doing what they do, whether you're biological or you're a father figure, happy Father's Day and enjoy.